in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Together we confess. All-powerful God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, pitiful sinner, confess to you all my sins and unrighteousness. By them I have continually offended you, and fairly deserved your punishment, both now and eternally. But from my heart I am sorry for them, and I sincerely repent for them, and I pray you,
announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
We have thought on your steadfast love, O God. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth.
Mount Zion, in the far north, the city of the great king.
Within her citadels,
God has made himself known as a fortress.
As we have heard, so have we seen the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God.
Which God will establish forever.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple in the substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
God speaks to us today through his word. Our first reading, the Old Testament reading from 1 Samuel chapter 1, beginning at verse 21. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise.
Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed.
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise.
The epistle reading for this Sunday is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, beginning with verse 14. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord. Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. This is the gospel of the Lord. People of God, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we gather as your people, be with us through your word and in spirit. Guide us into all truth as we present ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen. People of God, do you know what you want? Do you ever get what you want? You know, kids are particularly good at making it clear what they want, especially, for example, around birthdays or Christmas time, right? Here's some excerpts from some real letters to Santa that some kids wrote. You'll see that some of the children have higher expectations than others. Dear Santa, I want a puppy. I want a playhouse. Thank you. I've been good most of the time. Sometimes I'm wild. Dear Santa, I'm not going to ask for a lot. Here's my list. The Etch-a-Sketch Animator, 2 packs of number 2 pencils, Crayola fat markers, and the big one, my own color TV. Well, maybe you could drop the pencils. I don't want to be selfish. Here's one, sounds like it was written by one of my grandchildren. Dear Santa, I'll take anything because I haven't been that good. You know, for some people, life is all about getting what you want. Some people put a lot of effort into making sure that they get everything that they want. But in spite of people's best efforts, not everyone gets what they want in life. And even after people do get what they want, they usually find out that what they wanted isn't what they wanted after all. Our text for this morning in Luke chapter 2 talks about a man who got everything he wanted in life. The man's name was Simeon. And Simeon was promised by God that he would get to see the promised Savior. He wouldn't die before that happened. So when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus into the temple, the Holy Spirit whispered to Simeon, "This is it. This is the Messiah who you've been waiting for." And Simeon took Jesus in his arms and he blessed him and he blessed God and said, "Lord, now you can let your servant depart in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." You know, we sing that frequently as a part of the liturgy. Do you remember where it's sung? Right after communion, because we too have held Jesus in our hands in the body and blood of the sacrament. In essence, what Simeon was saying here is, my life is complete, I'm fulfilled, I have everything I want, there's nothing else that I want, I've seen Jesus, the Messiah, I held him in my arms, and I can die. Because there's nothing else that I need. And it's often assumed that Simeon was a kind of an old and frail man with one foot in the grave. But Luke doesn't tell us his physical condition or his age. Later on in the chapter, Luke talks about the prophetess Anna, who was a very old woman. But Simeon may have been in great health. Maybe he was 30 years old. Lots of years left in his life. But once he saw Jesus, he had it all. He didn't want anything else. We don't know if Simeon lived a long time after seeing Jesus or if he died the next day. What we do know is that Simeon got exactly what he wanted in life. He got to see Jesus. And once he saw Jesus, his life was completely fulfilled. He was ready to die. Because he had seen the Lord. You know, that's a little unusual. Today when people say they're ready to die or when they talk about being ready to die, it's usually because they're so discouraged or in such poor health. And maybe you know someone who was so discouraged that life didn't seem to be worth living anymore. That person felt so empty that he or she didn't want to go on living. Or maybe the death of someone close to you, or a broken relationship, or Some other tragedy has caused you yourself to say or to pray, Lord, take me now. I'm ready to go home. Life is more than I can handle. You know, there's a lot of discouragement out there. And sometimes the outlook of our lives seems so bleak that we feel like we would rather just die instead of facing life. And Simeon, too, he was ready to die. But see how his attitude was totally the opposite. He's ready to die not because his life is so empty, but because it's so full. So full of joy, so content, so happy, that he knows that whatever might happen to him in the future could never compare to what he already has received. He had it all. He was ready to go. Wouldn't it be nice to feel that kind of joy and fulfillment? What would it do to you? What would it do for you? What would make your life completely fulfilled? What would make you so completely happy that anything else in life or anything else in the world, anything that might happen, would pale in comparison? What is it that you want? I don't know what your dream in life is or was or has been. What is it that you want? A lot of people dream about being successful in their career, making a lot of money. Some people have a dream house, working for the dream house that they're saving money to buy, or a special vacation home that they would like to own someday. Some people, their dream is to raise children that they can be proud of. Some young folks, maybe old folks too, dream of doing well in sports and playing on a championship team or playing in the pros or something like that. Others work hard at school, dream of getting scholarships or great job offers. Retirees often dream of traveling the world and seeing the things that they always wished they could see. Others dream of staying at home, tired of traveling around. You know, there's nothing wrong with those dreams or any dream that you might have. But I can assure you of this one thing: achieving your dream will not make you so happy that you're ready to die. No matter what that dream is, when you attain it, you're not going to be so happy that you're ready to die. There's only one thing that can give us perfect and complete satisfaction in life, and that is a personal faith relationship with Jesus Christ. Nothing is more important than that. Because even if you fulfill every other dream that you have, without Jesus, it means absolutely nothing. A few years ago, some of you will remember this, a Budweiser commercial on TV. Remember the byline? It said, when you've said Budweiser, you've said it all. Remember that? What a ridiculous message. Drinking a Budweiser is the ultimate in life. I mean, that's it. But Simeon could say, when you've seen the Messiah, or when you've got the Messiah, you've got it all. Knowing Jesus is the ultimate experience in life. Nothing in the world even comes close to matching it. Now, I think you're probably all pretty much in agreement with me by now, and if what I've said is true, then knowing Jesus is the ultimate, then we have a problem. We have a problem because we don't live like knowing Jesus is the ultimate experience in life. If someone is an enthusiast about something, let's say scuba diving enthusiast, you know, every time you talk to them, they talk about scuba diving. They want to get you to try it out, right? Or if you go to a new restaurant and it was really good, what do? You tell all your friends, you should try this restaurant. You should try it. It's really good. Or if you see a good movie, right? Every time you talk to somebody, you say, this movie was really good. You recommend it to everybody. So if we believe that Jesus is the ultimate experience in life, then it should somehow show up in our conversations and in our interactions with people. Now, for me, in order for me to make that a reality, one thing that needs to happen is that I need to realize that knowing Jesus is absolutely the best thing that ever happened to me. I need to realize that. I need to once again feel the excitement of knowing that because of Jesus, my sins are forgiven. I need to feel the peace that comes from knowing that no matter what this life brings, my future is secure. I need to feel the urgency then of sharing this Jesus experience with others so that they can have what I have. Just like I would recommend a good movie or a good restaurant, I need to be ready to recommend a good Savior, the one who covers all of our errors and promises us an eternal destination. Let's take just a moment to remind ourselves why Jesus is the ultimate experience in life. Because on our own, we haven't done so well. We've offended God. We haven't done the things that He wanted us to do, and the things that He doesn't want us to do, that's what we did. We haven't lived up to our own expectations, much less God's expectations. And those sins push us away from God and make us fear God rather than loving Him and following Him. But in spite of that, God never stopped loving us. He never stopped coming after us. He came to us at Christmas, born in Bethlehem, born in a manger, took on human flesh and blood to live among us. God became one of us. He had the full human experience. And we know why He did that. God became one of us so that He could take your place and my place. That He could take our place and receive the punishment that was rightly ours, but He would take it for us. He gave His life for us, for you and me on the cross, and then rose again. God died for you and me to forgive us our sins and forgive us even from the guilt of sin. Jesus gave His life so that we can have a new start, a new beginning, a new relationship with God. God calls you His children. You are His sons and His daughters. He loves you. And He has a special plan for you and a special place for you. We have been forgiven by God and welcomed into His family. And since God has forgiven us, we can have a new outlook on life. It's not all about, life isn't all about the one who climbs the highest or climbs the ladder the fastest, or ends up with the most toys. That's not what it's all about. Life is all about living in a relationship with a loving God. A God who knows you, who loves you, and who cares about you. It's about fulfilling your purpose by exercising and using the gifts that God has given to you. And as we do the things that God has prepared beforehand for us, we will find joy and contentment. So don't be content with going through life without knowing Jesus. Knowing Jesus is more important than anything else we can imagine. But it's a dream within our grasp. More important than the dream house, than the vacation home, than the world travels. Jesus is right there. It's within our grasp. As we turn to Jesus and confess our sins, we receive His forgiveness, and we trust in Him through faith as our Lord and Savior. In a very real way, what Simeon experienced is true for each one of us. We may not be able to hold the baby in our arms, but we hold Christ as we receive His body and blood in the sacraments. And each of us can know that Messiah personally. We have a relationship with our Jesus as our friend, our brother, our Savior, our Lord, and our King. as by faith we enter into that relationship with him. We're at the still towards the beginning of the new year. As we look ahead to 2025, started off right by once again remembering and giving thanks to God for this most incredible, the most special gift, the gift of forgiveness and new life in Jesus Christ. In 2025, let's make this our goal, to find our fulfillment in Jesus. In his holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs.
Everlasting God, as Simeon faithfully trusted your promise that he would not die until he had seen the Savior, give to us the same trust in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. As we receive his body and blood and behold him by faith, so prepare us for the day we meet him face to face. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, in love for your creation, you brought your Son to the temple and placed him in the hands of Blessed Simeon. Abide with Pastor Gregory and all those placed in the office of the ministry, that their hands would ever be ready to deliver your gifts to your people, and their lips bold to speak your gospel. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Gracious Father, you placed your Son into the home of Mary and Joseph. Bless our homes, that they would be places where truth is taught and confessed. Be with all expectant mothers, especially Kelly Weeble and Rachel Rice, and bless the work of parents as they instruct their children in your word. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Ruler of the nations, bless those placed in authority over us. Grant that they would serve with integrity and honor, having the welfare of all in mind. Look with favor on our country, that division, conflict, and strife would give way to unity, peace, and quietness. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, grant that the suffering, sick, and sorrowful would be blessed by your loving visitation. We especially pray for Bruce Bennett, that he would heal from surgery. Bill Vernatter in frail health. Bob awaiting a heart transplant. Rosemary Jackson, for relief from pain as she awaits surgery, and Cheryl Dodge and her children as they mourn for Brian. In the same way, look with mercy on those on our prayer list, John Walters, Bill, Blair, Bobby and Carol, Katie, George, and John and Betsy. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Father of peace, show mercy to those who receive the Lord's Supper this day, that they would behold their salvation in the very body and blood of Christ given for them, and be well prepared to depart in peace according to your word. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Join these, our prayers and praises, with those of your faithful people at all times and places, and unite them in the ceaseless petitions of our great High Priest, Jesus Christ, until he comes again in glory as victorious Lord of all. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who sharing your eternal splendor was presented on this day in your temple in the substance of our human flesh and revealed by the Spirit as the glory of Israel and the light of all peoples. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, together the prayer that our Lord taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Reading today is from 1 Samuel. Second chapter, starting at the first verse. Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exalts in the Lord. I rejoice in your salvation. My heart exalts in the Lord. My heart is exalted in the Lord. My mouth derides the enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none holy like the Lord. There is none beside you. There is no rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, but the feeble find on strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread. Those who were hungry have ceased to hunger. The barren have borne seven, but she who has many children is forlorn. The Lord kills and brings to life. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and makes the rich. He brings the low and exalts. He raises up the poor from the dust. He lifts up the needy from the ash heap and makes them sit with princes and inherit the seat of honor. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and on them he has set word. He will guard the feet of his faithful ones, but the wicked he shall cut off in the darkness. For not by night shall a man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord have been broken to pieces. Against them he will thunder in heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My heart exalts the Lord. I rejoice in the salvation.
Thank you. strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith, the life everlasting. We go in peace, serving the Lord with gladness.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for sending your only Son into the world, that we might become your children, and for giving us now the very body and blood born of Mary in Bethlehem to set us free from sin, death, Satan, and hell. By your Holy Spirit, keep us to the end with our Lord Jesus, that as we rejoice with the angels in his birth, we may rejoice with the angels in his glory, and behold him with you and the Spirit in the kingdom of the triune majesty, which has no end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Blessed be the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Congregation may be seated for our closing.
Thank you.